You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras Baltimore Orioles. Matt Wehmeyer alongside Jeff Nelson. We're joined on the phone by Brittany Giroli, MLB.com Orioles reporter. Brittany, thanks for joining us. Of course, the O's coming off a division crown in 2014, 96-66. However, a four-game sweep at the hands of the Royals in the ALCS. Brittany, given all that, what is the general attitude and vibe in O's camp right now?
Well, I think they're eager to prove that last year was something that they're going to build on. The players have been written off again this year, this spring. A lot of preseason rankings have them at or near the bottom, and they're okay with that. They like being the underdogs. They like being in that role. So I think really, based off of the lack of big signings this winter, they still feel like they have something to prove, and that's been the emphasis early on in camp, showing that this Orioles team can rise to the occasion and still be a good club without key pieces like Nick Markakis and Nelson Cruz.
Well, Brittany, how do you make up for that? You lose 54 home runs and almost 160 RBIs in Cruz and also Markakis. How do you make up for that loss?
Well, you get back three All-Stars, and that's what they're doing. That's probably the biggest move they could have made this winter, is getting back Chris Davis, Manny Machado, and Matt Wieters. And all three of those guys are expected to play a huge role on this team. And if you look during the season, you look at some of those midsummer months, Nelson Cruz struggled a little with the bat. They had other guys picking up the slack. Steve Pierce is back, coming off a career offensive year. So they feel good about what they have, about the core of this team. If you look around, there's not too many places where you say, oh, well, they really could use an upgrade. So that was the plan all along. They were never going to go out, have a big winter, a big shopping spree. They're in a spot now to add if they need to add.
Brittany, to focus on Manny Machado a little bit, this guy's coming off season-ending knee injuries now in back-to-back years to each of his knees. Given that, is there some concern about rushing him back too quickly? Are they really going to be careful with him given the severity of the injuries in recent years?
Yeah, they were really cautious with him last spring, and he ended up missing that first month of the season and had a step back running. Right now, it doesn't seem like there's really any issues at all. He hasn't had any setbacks. He's expected to play in games this week, full go. So they feel like he's got two new knees. The problems are hopefully behind them, and he continues to be one of the best young players in the game. So they're pretty optimistic about how he's looked so far early on in spring.
And how's Matt Wieters look coming back from, what, Tommy John?
Wieters is a little further behind. He's not allowed to throw full throttle the bases until March 17th. So they're hoping to get him into some games right when that starts. Right now, they're working on building up his legs. He is crouching and throwing the ball back to the pitcher and really trying to make sure that when he does get cleared, he could start off playing four or five, six innings instead of two or three.
And Brittany, I want to get your take on Jonathan Scope. A very difficult rookie year, had the typical ups and downs that youngsters go through. Does the team expect him to bounce back in 2015? I would think they're not going to give up on this guy quite yet, given his talent.
Yeah, they think that he can bounce back. And, he's a guy who was very young, one of the youngest players they had last season. So they feel pretty confident about him learning and growing. All of that. Manager Buck Showalter, who just arrived here with the media, is very high on him as well. So.
And Brittany, despite the loss of Andrew Miller via free agency to the Yankees in the offseason, I still got to think a lot of talent in that bullpen, and there's not a lot of concern about the bullpen heading into the season.
No, there's really not, especially when you think about the fact that they went half the year without Andrew Miller. He was a trade deadline pickup, and when you look at the back half of that bullpen, they still have closer Zach Britton, who was fabulous in his first year in that ninth inning role. They have Darren O'Day. So they feel like they have some guys back there. And, of course, they made some smaller acquisitions. Wesley Wright is one of them. He's pitched really well in spring, a lot of deception with his delivery. I expect him to make the bullpen as well. They have Tommy Hunter returning. So, really, they feel good about that relief corps. And it's been a strength for them over the past three seasons. And it's something that they are hoping will continue to be a strength.
Brittany, let's go back to that rotation. The top three are pretty decent in Tillman, Chen, and Norris. The bottom half, where it fills out, you have a bunch of guys. You have Gonzalez. You have Gossman, which I thought threw very well when he got its time in the rotation. Also, Jimenez. And talk a little bit about the progression of Dylan Bundy as well.
Yeah, they have, for the first time in really a while, they had some real good competition for those rotation spots. And while Dylan Bundy doesn't factor into the plans for opening day to start the season, he's certainly somebody who they're going to be keeping a watchful eye on. Now, he's actually out of options after this spring as well. So they're going to be doing some evaluating on him, and they're going to be able to tell whether or not he's going to help the Stickley club, whether that's in the bullpen or the rotation at some point this season. Kevin Gausman is an interesting case because there are some in the organization who believe that he deserves to be in that rotation out of camp. Now, the issue with that is Ubaldo Jimenez is probably the guy who you would argue has not performed well enough to be in that rotation. But they owe him three more years under that contract. So they're going to have to make a tough decision in terms of what to do with Kevin Gausman. And a lot of that will depend on how Ubaldo Jimenez pitches this spring. He's getting the start today in Lakeland, his first spring start, the Orioles' first game of the Grapefruit League season. And that is one of the more interesting storylines. What happens to Kevin Gausman? Do they send him down, even if he outperforms Jimenez? Because that certainly sends a message.
And, Brittany, with all due respect to guys like Chris Tillman and Wei-Yin Chen, who both had outstanding 2014 seasons, is there still a sense that this team lacks that bona fide ace to really get them over the top and to get them to repeat or come close to repeating a 96-win campaign from last year?
I think so. I think when you look at it, and we kind of posed this question to Showalter recently about would you rather have a staff of all aces or a really good bullpen, and he said, well, it depends. When you get to the postseason, you want those aces. And I think that's where it really shows up for the Orioles is in the playoffs. Regular season-wise, they're able to manage and fit parts in, but when you get to that postseason, not having that guy who you can give the ball to, who you know is going to give you a really good chance to win, I think makes it difficult. So those guys are hard to find. I don't think the Orioles are really looking on the market to get one of those guys. They're hoping somebody develops. Could it be Kevin Gausman? Could it be Dylan Bundy? Could it eventually be a guy like Chris Tillman? They don't know. But right now they feel okay about their rotation, though I would agree with you. They're still not that number one guy. And you can make the argument that a lot of teams don't have that true number one guy.
Our thanks to Brittany Giroli, MLB.com Orioles reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Wehmeyer, thanking you for joining us on MLB.com Extras, Baltimore Orioles.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.